thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch it go. I kept everything inside, didn't even know I tried. It all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard. Me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me. I'm surprised it got so thin, aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time I tried to show.
You know, it's a real bummer when you forget that you have to do your own show. Dash?
Yeah.
Dash.
I'm here. I remember.
You remembered?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, at least somebody remembered. What did you remember?
The show. We got to do the show.
What show?
Necromind.
Oh. You know, it sucks when you're out having a life and you look up at the clock.
You don't have a life. Be quiet. You just forgot about the show.
You look up at the clock, it's 9:30. No, Dash, you're thinking to yourself. It's 9:30. Half hour to go.
if it was 9:30, it'd be a half hour to go until the show is over for me.
Well, yeah, for you, but I think we pretty much killed that whole difference in time zone joke.
I think so.
Well, we are here, believe it or not.
Yeah, I remembered you. I don't know.
Well, you know, I got other things going on, but I'm here. I'm doing the show. I'm set to go.
What were you doing that was so important?
Well, I was out with a friend of mine. We were fooling around, having all sorts of fun. Good times were had by all, and
you were fooling around.
Yeah, you know, just screwing around the town, going to malls, messing with people's heads. You know, it's a lot of fun.
All right.
Oh.
Fine.
Yeah, we're here, and the show is Hacker Mind. This is your host, Screamer Chaotix, and we have Dash Interrupt as usual.
Oh, yeah, I'm always here. I'm like a rock.
Yeah.
You can rely on me.
You sound so perky tonight, Dash. What's the occasion?
I don't sound perky.
Oh, you sound like you're thrilled to be here.
Oh, I am. I'm thrilled every week to be on this show, my friend.
Really? Well, then why don't you go ahead and host it, Dash?
Because you're here. You're hosting.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's see what we're going to talk about tonight. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, believe me, I made these notes like 2 minutes ago. We're gonna have a big old discussion about VNC. You know what that is, right, Dash?
What was that?
VNC, virtual network computing.
Virtual network computing. Oh yes, you told people we were talking about this last week.
Right, we're gonna have some fun by calling VoiceStream.
Our
good friends at VoiceStream, and I debated whether or not I should mention this first, and maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
Oh no, what is it?
Dash, always the pessimistic view with you.
I know, but
it's nothing bad.
All right, good. What is it?
If you've been to our web board recently, you probably noticed that our friend Stank Dog posted a link to a security show.
Oh crap, I was meaning to watch that, and I never did.
Well, I knew you wouldn't. So, I watched it, and
Why I didn't watch it, because is it streaming?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my main. I'm on 56K, so that's why I thought I shouldn't even watch it. It'd be all choppy and shit.
Yeah, well, I think the choppiness might have actually improved it. Because, I really don't know what kind of introduction I should give it, other than go to our message board and check out the post regarding the security broadcast that Stank Dog told us about. It's from a site called NetIQ, or a company called NetIQ, or whatever. And in it, they have these three guys, and later some other people join them, talking about the threats that hackers pose. Also about what businesses can do to protect themselves from these quote-unquote masked bandits. Yeah, masked bandits.
Masked bandits.
And they compare... Well, no, actually, they say that... the teen hacker down the street and the cyber terrorist, they're all masked bandits. You know, like they're the same thing, you know, no difference. And it doesn't matter that one of them's just playing around for fun and the other one has a specific goal in mind, you know, one really wants to do some damage.
So they're not making hackers look good.
Not at all.
Okay.
Hackers are the enemy to these guys, and they announce this by saying that we are at a war with hackers because, you know, hackers are at a war with us. They're attacking constantly. They're finding vulnerabilities and they're going for the crown jewels of every company, which is usually their credit card numbers. And they give two examples where hackers actually sold those credit card numbers. Ooh, yeah, two examples out of what? 900 billion?
Yeah, exactly.
And,
so the whole point of the show is to badmouth hackers and show...
No, it talks about hacker techniques, and, hacker techniques. They use WinXP and run a program called NeoTrace. I know I do that all the time. And in case you're wondering, yes, the show is sponsored by Microsoft.
Okay.
So throughout the whole show, they're saying...
Makes it all the more trustworthy.
Yeah, what really made me laugh was that they had this really Agent Steel-looking guy come on, and he works for Microsoft, okay? Keep that in mind. And he says that... He was talking about some sort of, I think a web server, some sort of software that didn't have password protection. If you entered a blank password or a null password, whatever, it would let you in. And he says, now, you see, if they had been using Microsoft technology, that problem could be avoided because Microsoft technology would require a password. Yeah, how many times has Microsoft actually required anything?
Exactly, yeah. I think we demonstrated that or talked about that on another show.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, but the whole point of this seemed to be one big Microsoft advertisement on top of a big hacker bash. Now, I have to admit that I didn't listen to the whole thing, not because I ran out of time. I did this out of choice. I pretty much got the gist of it after about 45 minutes. It was about an hour and 12 minutes with commercials.
Oh, I had commercials.
It's a friggin' online broadcast with commercials.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So I watched about 45 minutes of it, and I know Stank Dog had said that somebody calls in calling himself Hacker Jack or something like that. And
Hacker Jack?
What's that?
Hacker Jack.
Yeah, Hacker Jack. And we asked Stank about it on the board because he actually had the stomach to watch the whole thing. But he's absolutely right. Stank is absolutely right when he says that most of these questions seemed like they were staged. They were supposedly taking live questions from a chat that was going on. Speaking of which, irc.2600.net channel HackerMind is where you want to be right now.
Okay, and they were taking questions from a chat. And what were some of the questions like?
Well, some of the questions were like, how common is wireless network sniffing, or hijacking, I should say? And, you know, it's just, these questions seem so staged. It was like the perfect setup for these people to sell Microsoft products.
Well, it sounds like it is. It sounds like the whole thing was staged by Microsoft.
Yeah, yeah, because they had the Microsoft logo down in the bottom while you were watching the stream.
Basically, it was an anti-hacker Microsoft video that wanted you to buy their, it's just like a long commercial. It's like an infomercial.
Yeah, pretty much, but it was disguised as, at least I think it was, as this legitimate security broadcast. But even in the beginning, they're advertising the services of NetIQ, the people that are making the show. They're showing all these people saying, when I want security, I go with NetIQ, 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 obviously NetIQ.
What's NetIQ?
It's I think it's the website that this place, that this thing was hosted on, and if it's not that, then it's a security company.
Okay.
It's a security company that keeps out those evil masked bandits.
Yes. Oh, yes. The masked bandits.
But the thing disgusted me to no end. I'm sitting here watching it, and it's like they got all these guys that you just want to reach out and choke.
Yeah.
Because, ah, my God, I mean, some of the techniques they were describing, aside from using Windows products, which I would never do, I mean, who the hell actually uses NeoTrace? It's like, oh, this is what hackers use.
Yeah.
This is the end-all, be-all. By the way, it's made by McAfee. Wink, wink.
Yeah, it sounds like a long commercial. That's all it sounds like, you know.
Yeah, well.
Glad I didn't watch it, actually, now that you've told me what it's about.
Yeah, that's the problem. I usually enjoy watching these things because I like seeing people actually do hacker things, you know, live on TV. It's very interesting to actually see someone else doing it. You know, it gives you some ideas, it makes you think new ways, you know, they talk about things that you can do, but this thing was so despicable because it's like every 2 seconds, okay, here's a Microsoft screen, here's a McAfee product, and here's why hackers do bad. Now, Stank Dog had mentioned that Hacker Jack had called in, and he had said that this call was seemed staged, and I could believe that because every other question that they asked was like so perfect, it had to be staged. So he says that Hacker Jack calls in, asks him a question, and then all these guys that are hosting the show have fun by shooting him down and making him feel stupid.
Really?
Yeah, you know, like, ha-ha, hacker kid, we are better than you. But Stank says that seems staged. Now, I encourage you to watch it yourself. You can, if you have a fast enough connection, you can stream it at either 100K or 300K. And you might get a kick out of it, but the fact that you can't actually call these guys and tell them, you guys suck.
Yeah, for real.
It might kind of get to you, you know? It's like after the fact. You really can't do anything about it.
Now, was this like a show? This was a show on some website, right?
Yeah, it was a security web broadcast.
Okay, is there going to be more of these, or is this one?
I have no idea. I clicked on the link and I watched. Oh, but you know, here's the kicker. Before you can watch the stream, you have to quote-unquote register.
Oh, okay, you have to register.
Well, hear me out here. You have to register with the site, and the way they verify you is by entering your email address. Now, what you do is you enter your email address but without a password. Alright? Without a password. They just want to know who you are. But they won't just accept any email. You actually have to give them your information first. So, of course, you know, I go there and my name is like Piss Off or something more vulgar.
Yeah.
And, you know, my street's 35 or 37, I think, Raven Ave. You know, I seem to be living there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Beverly Hills, California, the usual stuff.
Fake info.
Right. So, I put all that down and I enter in a fake email address. You know, some people are smart. Some people say, okay, you have to give us your real email so that we can send you your password. But no, these guys didn't even bother. They just said, enter your email. I guess they assume that idiots are watching this. So I enter in, what did I put? Oh, I put freak@bb.com, which is absolutely nothing. And if someone does have that email, I apologize.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I put that down, I entered in that address, and boom, it says, thank you, you may now watch the broadcast.
Pretty sad.
Indeed, it is. But Dash, I don't want to overlook you tonight, I'm going on and on here, so what do you have for us?
Actually, I've been really, I know you have too, but I've been really thinking about, you know, HOD 2 and H2K2, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's really, really soon.
It is.
Less than a month away.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
I wanted to talk to you about, you know, like, well, you know, like, are we going to, you said we're going to record, you know, a tape, right?
You mean a videotape?
Yeah, a video.
Yeah.
We're going to record stuff about HON2 and H2K2, right?
Right.
Okay. Wanted to be clear. I mean, we're not going to be recording everything.
Well, here's the thing.
How long a tape do you think we're going to be making here?
We're going to be making two tapes.
Okay.
One's going to be for Beyond HON 2. What I hoped it would be was some behind-the-scenes footage of before and after the HON. Okay? Or if we don't have anything really interesting after, because it's going to be pretty late, you know, and I guess taking down the equipment ain't that interesting.
Yeah.
So what we could have is like...
Maybe, I don't know.
What were we going to say?
The day after HON 2.
Well, the day after HON 2 is going to be like one day before H2K2, so... I mean, I suppose we could, but it really has nothing to do... No screensaver, don't come on! The day after really doesn't have anything to do with HON 2, so I guess we could show up to HON 2, and then we can have some behind-the-scenes footage, we can have... some interviews, yeah, probably of us, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Show us setting it up. And then what we're going to do for the actual show... Now, a lot of people thought that we were going to have the entire 4 hours on tape. Now, we could do that. It would probably be a lot easier to edit. But think about this. When we're in the chat room and, you know, we're playing a trivia game or channel hopping, are people really going to want to watch that?
Probably not.
That's something that you have to be there to enjoy.
Yeah.
You don't want to sit there and watch that for a half hour. People are going to lose interest and fast forward, and we don't want that. So what we want to do, what I want to do anyway, is show highlights from the show. Show, like, I hate to say the best moments, because the whole thing is going to be enjoyable if you're there.
Yeah.
If you come after the fact, you may as well not even bother, because there's really no point to listening to all the fun that you could have had. But what I want to do is I want to have highlights from the show, you know, like the best scenes, I suppose, the scenes that really stand out. Like, for instance, I don't want to give away any secrets, so I'm going to keep the stuff to myself. But we're going to have a few scenes that are going to be very interesting and even more fun to watch.
Yeah.
And not just listen to. So that's why we're gonna try to have the live stream as well as the...
So what kind of time frame are you shooting for here? Like, how long do you want to make these?
How long do I want to make the videos?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
As long as it's going to be, or...
About 2 hours, I say. We're going to record as much as we can, and we're going to edit it.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit it, at least.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, you know, the whole HON will be about 4 hours. So, I mean, maybe that will be about 3 or 4 hours, but it won't be just the HON. Okay, maybe it'll be about maybe 2.5, 3 hours, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't want to sit at their TVs for 6 hours.
No, I don't, personally.
So, that one will probably be about 2.5, maybe 3 hours. I'm not sure. We have to decide. We've already had one person send in their name saying they want the tape. So that one person's already guaranteed to get it first.
Yep, they're getting it first.
Now, if you don't send in your name and your shipping address, here's the thing. It doesn't mean that you can't get it. It just means that you got to realize these things take a long time to make.
Yeah.
We record it, and then I have to edit it by hand using a camcorder and a VCR. We don't have a lot of expensive equipment here, folks.
Exactly.
It's going to take...
Very low tech, very low budget.
It's going to take about maybe... If you think the show is going to be about maybe 2.5 hours, well, we have to go through and edit it and everything else, so it's going to take about maybe 5 hours of tape.
Yeah.
And that's not easy to do.
Well, no, what you do is you edit it just one time, and then you keep the final finished product and just make copies of it.
Well, that's true. If you have two VCRs that are actually capable of that, you could.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. So,
that's a bummer.
Do you, Dash?
I have two VCRs, yeah.
And you can make copies of them?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that would be the best way to go about it.
That would probably be the best way.
So, all right. So we can do that, but it's still going to take time, because you got to remember, I got to send the tape to Dash. He has to make copies of each and every tape. And, you know, Dash has other things to do than just sit on his butt making copies.
Yeah, usually.
So, if you want to guarantee yourself a copy, send in your name and your address, your shipping address anyway, to screamer@hackermind.net, and we will guarantee that you will be one of the first people to get it.
Also, if you are going to H2K2, just send us an email and say you're going to be there, and you know, you listen to the show, and maybe we can .
Yeah, but that, you know, the thing is...
At the show, at the con.
How are people really going to find us, though?
I don't know. That's a good question.
There's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people there.
Good question.
I had said look for the people that look like they're making a movie, but there's probably going to be a lot of them.
Probably are, actually.
So, I don't know.
I don't know.
I honestly don't think it'll be possible unless someone just happens to bump into us.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be in the network room, Well, shoot, I'll have a hat backwards and my shades on. So, that's me, but that's also 10,000 other guys, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Go up to everybody and see how they talk. If you recognize their voices, that's us.
You might figure something out between now and then, but, yeah, I don't know.
I was trying to think of ways for, like, people to email us during the conference. I mean, the network there is not the place to be doing it.
Yeah.
But maybe if they could find, like, an internet cafe... Email us. I can retrieve it on my phone somewhere far from the conference where no one's going to get a hold of it, and then maybe we can...
Well, sounds like a lot of work, though.
Yeah, well, the alternative is that we don't meet anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
So, if we want to, we can go through this and just meet up with somebody.
I'd just like to hear about people who are going, you know. I want to know how many people are listening that are planning on going to.
Well, you know, the thing is, a lot of people, like, a few months back, a lot of people said, oh, I'm going, but they don't.
Exactly. It's a, you know, you have to plan for it and everything.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are, you know, don't want to do that. But still, there's a lot of people that do want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of them are listening.
Yeah, so if you have your ticket or you have some other way of guaranteeing that you're going to be there, like you have a hotel room so you know you're going, like we do. We know for certain that we're going. Just drop us a line and say, yeah, I'm going to be there, because I'd love to see how many of our listeners are actually going to go.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
All right, and as for the video for H2K2, we're just going to have more behind the scenes stuff, and it's just going to be, you know, it's just like a documentary of H2K2, Hacker Mind at Hope. I don't know.
Yeah,
I like it, Hacker Mind at Hope.
Hacker Mind at Hope.
Yeah, why not? Okay, let's move on here, and. Ah, geez, you know, there was a couple of things, like a couple of personal things that I wanted to talk about that I've realized.
Okay.
First of all...
Did you mention the test?
Oh, but Dash, you brought up the test. I can't believe you brought up the test.
Were you going to mention it?
Well, I guess I have to mention it now.
You have to now, you can just totally...
No, it's too late, I have to mention the test.
Oh, no.
I have to mention the test, Dash.
No.
You know, this could be important, though, because, well, first of all, it's kind of funny. Second, someone may encounter this in their life, and they should be aware of how to deal with it. Because I'm going to tell people how I'm going to deal with it.
Okay.
Consider this my confession.
I'm telling the story.
Well, I'm going to give them the short version. I've already been talking enough. Okay, I've mentioned my teacher. and how he loves to be the one on top. He's got that hacker attitude. He is a hacker. He told me that he loves to look around networks and go places where he is not supposed to go. He's told me that he's had network administrators call him up in the middle of the night and say, "What the hell are you doing on the server?" Yeah, so, I mean, the guy is cool, yeah. But, you know, he forgets that he's a teacher, and he gets lost in that whole stuck-up hacker attitude. Let me tell you, when you see it firsthand, man, it's annoying. We're annoying people. Our attitudes are very, very annoying.
Not everybody is like that, though.
Well, I am, you know, because me and this guy...
You're not like that.
Well, not on the show, and not to you, but yeah, I do have that whole I'm better than you are attitude.
Right.
I think a lot of hackers do, but here's the thing. Me and him are always button heads, you know, we're like two, what the hell are those animals that ram each other?
Like those, aren't they called rams?
Yeah, okay, sounds good to me. You know, a couple of rams ramming each other. You know, we're going crazy just trying to one-up one another. Like, for example, he'll put me up in front of the room, make me make a mistake, force me to make a mistake, and then say, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, you did that wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't even me that did it. Well, anyway, he gives us a test. It's got 117 questions. He says it's got to be done by 9 o'clock, which is an hour away. And the first thing on the test says, read all questions before beginning test.
Yeah, read all the questions before you begin the test.
I have learned.
You read all the questions.
Right away, I said, this is a trick. This is a trick. I remember back in third grade, I had had a sheet that said the same thing. And the whole thing was that the last thing on the last question said, don't do any of the above.
Right.
So I'm looking through this test. I'm searching. I'm trying to find something. I'm going through each question. He sees me doing this. I'm like, I'm turning pages here. Let me get the special effects going. Okay, there's something. There's got to be something. Got to be something. I'm looking at each question.
Yeah, but you have to read them. You can't look at them.
I'm looking through each question, Dash. There's 117, okay? And he's saying that we got until 9. So I'm looking through them. I go to the end. There's nothing there. I'm looking back. I literally go through each and every question. I browse through it. Do I absorb every word? No. But I do look through them.
You do?
Yeah. So it turns out, I don't see anything. And then I go through 61 questions, and on the 61st question, at the very end, the last line of the question says, any answer you give will be wrong, even if it's right.
Yeah.
Now, I think the first time I saw that, I was thinking, like, oh, you son of a... So number 61, don't answer it. I think that's what went through my head the first time. But then when I get there, I'm like, wait a second. Now, the reason he told us to read this from the beginning is because this jackass probably means, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I go there, I'm the first one that got to 61, and I didn't even use my bulk, and I go up to him, I'm like, I gotta ask you, what does this mean? He's like, well, here's what it says. I'm like,
you get like a chuckle, like a big old evil chuckle?
Well, he always does that.
Okay.
He always laughs, Dash. He always goes, but he didn't this time. And, you know, I showed it to him. He's like, well, how many did you answer? And I was like, up to that point. And he's like, oh, you failed. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you really going to give me an F because I missed that one line? You saw me going through it. And he's like, I know. I did see you going through it. And I thought, oh, my God, this kid's going to get it. But no, I didn't get it. So
yeah.
He took it and... You know, I kept on saying, oh, so this is a trick. And he's like, shh, voice down.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, you little shit. Why shouldn't I just yell out that number 61 is a bogus question and that this whole test is a setup? You know, give me one reason why I shouldn't, but I knew he would. I knew he'd say something stupid like, well, I'll fail you for the class, because he's always got to have that power trip.
Apparently there's a purpose to those tests, though. You're supposed to...
Yeah, yeah.
Follow the directions and do what it says.
Right, and he says, now you see, if you were planning a network and you did that, you would have screwed everything up. And I was like, yeah, jackass, but I wouldn't have failed.
When was the last time you had to set up a network by taking a test that said...
No, you're missing the point.
But how would that apply to setting up a network?
You're reading directions. Don't think of the test. The whole point is, can you read directions?
No, but, yeah.
if someone gives you, because the whole thing we do in this class is that they give us a sheet of things to do to set up a network, and I do it fine, and there's directions at the end that affect something at the beginning, and I follow them all to a T.
Right.
That he even looked at my work and said, God damn, it's perfect.
Right.
He looked at a network that I set up using NetWare and said, God damn, it's perfect. And then the assistant, Renee, who's a really cool guy, he sits down and says, Jesus Christ, that's great. That's incredible. So I know how to do it. It's not that hard. I mean, anyone listening to this show can do it. So I'm not trying to sound like I'm better than anyone listening. Just, yeah, I'm better than people in that class, believe me. So I can follow directions, but for this one test, I knew it was a trick, and I was looking, but no, because I missed that one.
You knew it was, but then you didn't. You knew, but then you didn't know.
I knew it was a trick. I looked through each. When I didn't see anything, I said, oh well, no. I guess he wouldn't be that rotten. But
you still failed the test, though.
Well, at the end, he says, all right. The points don't mean anything. Don't worry about it. It's just a little lesson. Now, I can
failed
take
the lesson, though, my friend.
Yeah, I did fail the lesson. I failed the lesson, and
you were on the right track. But then, you failed the lesson. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm. I failed the lesson, and I know that someday I'm going to have a boss who messes with my head,
yeah.
And a boss who plans out directions that don't go in order. I'm sure that's going to happen. And I'm sure one thing that boss writes is going to be, don't do what I just told you to do. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to encounter that. Yeah, right. Please. That's like learning advanced algebra in high school. You ain't ever going to use it. But, you know, they have to teach you. And this guy, especially, this guy has to be... See, that's what really pisses me off. The fact that he always has to one-up everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that he has... Don't give me that shit, Dash. I'm being serious here.
Oh, I know, but
he always has to one-up people.
Well, some people are like that.
But you know, I was not the one that got pissed.
Really, you weren't. Who got pissed?
Well, I mean, inside I was pissed, but I don't let that show. You know, I don't get pissed. I get even, and I'll show how I do that in just a moment. I wasn't the one that got pissed. But I was pissed at him when he kept on saying, like, how you were just saying, uh-huh, there. I was pissed at him because he kept on saying to me, oh, yeah, you did something horrible there.
Who got pissed besides you?
The guy that got pissed was this guy named Tom. He sits up front. He looks exactly like Steve Wozniak, if anybody knows him. He let it rip. He was like, I'm sick of this fucking bullshit. Oh, this is the fifth time this has happened. So I'm thinking to myself, yeah, well, if this is the fifth time, I mean, you didn't catch on by now?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, you know, the teacher's like, yeah, I knew there was going to be one spoiled sport or one, I don't know, whatever he called him. One guy that cops it too, he said. But, then he turns to me and he's like, but you understand why I did it, right? And I was like, oh, absolutely. I said it just like that, and, you know, because it's basically a way of saying screw you, but you know, not so many words.
Exactly.
But here's how I'm gonna get even.
Oh, you're gonna get even.
Oh yes, I don't get mad. I get even.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
I don't hurt people when I get even. That's
what do you do though? What are you gonna do?
Well, I love simple little tricks. Okay, I don't like doing things that are going to get me or someone else arrested. You know, like, MOD might take over a phone switch and tap your line. I don't do that. That's going to get you arrested.
All right, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to call up Porter and Chester, the school that I go to.
Right now?
Not now, no. I'm not doing this now, Dash. They're not even open.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to call them up.
Well, whatever you do, record it.
Okay, I think I could do that. But I might need help from the listeners. But anyway, I'm gonna call Porter and Chester. I'm gonna ask for Mr. Summer. That's his name. And when I get his room, I'm gonna also be on the line with a conference call.
Right.
Hopefully, this could be some lucky HackerMind listeners who are on the line waiting for this guy to pick up. And when he does, I want everybody to yell out at the same time, "Hi, Mr. Summer." So when he's like, what the hell is this? They can all act like they know him.
Okay.
And they're all talking at the same time. And they can, you know, I don't care what they say. But Even if they said, "No, Mr. Summer, you gotta read directions thoroughly." So I mean, just give him hell, and there's absolutely nothing he can do about it except stand there and listen.
I'll be there.
Or hang up.
If we do it.
Okay, well, we got you, but the thing is, I really don't want people that know my real name.
Yeah. Well, I won't say it.
So yeah, I'm not sure if I want you there because yeah. Oh, by the way, blah 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 blah, blah says hi.
No, I wouldn't do that. Come on, you can trust me. I can, you know. I can handle myself.
The thing is, I'm kind of nervous about that though, because supposing that this guy actually checks somehow. I don't know. Maybe they got a phone switch there that registers all these numbers.
I'm getting paranoid over a little prank.
I am getting paranoid over a little prank. I don't want the number coming back to me. Now, if it came back to someone like you, it wouldn't matter because you don't go there, and there's nothing he can do.
Right.
There's absolutely nothing he can do to you. You know, you just happened to be the number that had all the people on it. You can deny it completely. You know, there's a lot of people there. So, what I might do is I might call in from a cell phone or from a payphone or whatever. I mean, I'm not saying it really matters where I call in from. I'm just saying it could be anywhere.
Right.
And maybe you or someone else could three-way to the school, and I can ask for the guy. And when he comes on, we can do that. I mean, we could yell at him that he's the greatest teacher that the world has ever seen. You know, I don't care. I don't like to get people mad. I just like to be overly nice to them and in a very annoying way.
Hey, sounds good. Sounds weird, right. But it sounds good.
Yes, but that's the way I am. Weird and good.
Okay.
We're gonna have some fun with voice stream now. Enough of this chit chatting.
Yeah, enough of this talking.
Yeah, enough of this talking crap. Nobody likes to hear that. So I'm gonna go ahead and get voice stream on the phone now. Well, actually, before I do that, I'm calling up their VoiceStream's 800 number, and, well, you'll hear the great security that these people have and what it actually takes to get information. So, hold on. Big top secret number right here. Did you get that?
Please hold while we collect your call.
Right away, they put you on hold.
Welcome to VoiceStream's Customer Care Center. Para servicio en español, marque el 4.
What?
To better service your call, please have your 10-digit mobile phone number available, beginning with the area code. Please choose from the following options. If you are a current VoiceStream customer, press 1. To activate a phone, press 2. If you are not an existing customer, or your account was recently disconnected, press 3. Para servicio en...
Let's try 1.
Enter your mobile number, beginning with the area code.
And our listeners at home don't get to hear this.
For validation purposes, please enter your 5-digit zip code.
Ooh, that's what I call a password.
Account, billing information, or minutes used, press 1. To check your balance, make a payment, or hear the number of minutes you have used, press 1. To check your balance or make a payment, press 1. To hear the number of minutes you have used since the start of your bill cycle,
check that.
2. Since June 7, 2002, through midnight last night, you have used approximately 28 whenever minutes and 1 weekend minutes. Please note that these values may include minutes, such as calls to customer service, that will be deducted when your bill is calculated. To repeat this information, press star. To return to the previous menu, press 7. For other questions or to speak with a representative...
No.
To check your balance or make a payment, press 1. Your balance is... $0. We received a payment of $150.
Yeah.
45.
That was a rough month.
On May 28, 2002. Your next payment is due June 30th. To repeat this information, press star. To make a payment, press 1.
Well, I may as well.
You may pay your bill with Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. To pay by credit card, press 1. To hear about or establish an automatic monthly easy pay option.
No.
To pay with Visa, press 1. For MasterCard, press 2.
Now let's go back.
You may pay your bill with...
let's go back.
To check your balance...
let's go back.
...the payment or... That is not a valid option.
Ooh.
Check your balance, make a payment or...
Okay, well, the whole point is that all you need is a phone number and an area code. Or, not an area code, excuse me. You need a phone number and a zip code.
Zip code.
And then you can find out billing information and everything else. And yeah, that whole $150 thing, I tell you. Whew!
Sounds like some bull crap.
Yeah. Just those minutes really add up.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Now, what's kind of weird is that she said I had used 28 whenever minutes. So those are minutes during the week. Now, Dash, you know as well as I do that's not the case.
He used one weekend minute. How did he use one weekend minute?
I don't know, man, but I'm damn proud of that. I am proud to say that I used one weekend minute.
How did you call somebody at, like, you know, I don't know, 11:59 on Sunday or what?
No, well, that actually would be kind of fun, but no, I didn't do that. I guess I just made one quick call, and that's it.
I guess so.
But
yeah, that time isn't right.
Yeah, because it was up until midnight last night. Now, you know that I had called you, I guess, apparently 1 minute after midnight or something like that.
I think so.
And, or maybe a minute before midnight.
It was before, I don't remember if it was before or after midnight.
Well, it had to be after, because... I know that before last night, before I called you the last time on my cell, it said I had used 27 minutes. Then when I called just now, it said 28. So apparently I had called you 1 minute before midnight, because they tacked on that one extra minute and then they stopped counting up all the others. Now, if we call this tomorrow...
Oh, no, see, last night you called me before midnight.
Right.
Not after.
How early did I call you, though?
It was 11:20.
11:20. Are you sure that was your time or mine?
That's my time. Oh, crap.
Okay, so it was 12:20 when I called you.
All right, never mind. I'm stupid.
Okay, so there you go. But yeah, they haven't gotten to update that. But if they did, it would probably say, "Oh, you used about 200 minutes, maybe 275 million minutes." I don't know. But yeah, all you need is a phone number and a zip code. You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering what happens if you want to deactivate a phone, or maybe even just activate one.
I don't know.
I wonder what kind of information you'll need. Let me just check that. Hold on. You gotta ask questions, otherwise you'll never get answers. Although sometimes you don't want the answers, so don't ask the question. Let's just see.
Please hold while we collect your call.
Again with the holding.
Damn it. I heard of holding. Oh, I do.
Welcome to VoiceDream's Customer Care Center.
Thanks.
Para servicio en español, marque el 4.
Yeah.
To better service your call, please have your 10-digit mobile phone number available,
okay,
beginning
right
with
here.
The area code.
Yes.
Please choose from the following options.
All right, cool.
If you are a current VoiceDream customer,
yeah,
press 1.
I am.
To activate a phone, press 2.
All right, yes.
Please hold while we transfer you to a representative.
All right, okay.
For quality purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
All right.
Let's just leave Dash with the representative. I'll put it on mute.
Whoa.
He can't hear me right now. Let's just see how Dash reacts when he realizes that there's no one else. No one but him and the representative. This should be interesting.
Hello, and thank you for calling VoiceDream Activations.
Dude.
If you would like to proceed in English, press 1 now. If you would like to proceed...
Thank you for calling VoiceDream T-Mobile Activations Department. My name is Tom, Rep. ID 132112. How can I help you today? Hello? 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 Caller, I cannot hear you, but if you can hear me, please hang up and dial 1-800-937-8997 from a landline phone, or dial 611 from your VoiceDream phone. Caller, I cannot hear you, but if you can hear me, please hang up and dial 1-800-937-8997 from a landline phone, or dial 611 from a VoiceDream T-Mobile phone.
Yes, you didn't say anything.
That guy was crazy.
Well, that was pretty interesting.
Was that guy real or was that a computer?
That was a real guy.
Was it really? Because it sounded like a computer.
Well, it was a hell of a smart computer.
Was it Tom? Was his name Tom? Yeah, I think it was Tom.
Caller, I cannot hear you, but if you can hear me, call this number.
That was funny.
That's cool. They actually have a whole little contingency plan if you can't hear the person.
No, that's weird. If you can't, if you don't hear anything on the line, then to just say this.
Man, that's... Well, hey, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I should have just come back in the line and go, alright.
Hi. I need to activate a phone.
Okay, now, let's get on to what we said we would talk about. VNC, Virtual Network Computing.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this. What is it? I don't know what this is.
Well, Dash, I don't find that surprising at all.
Oh, man, that's not even funny, but you got to clue me in.
Not a lot of people do, Dash, so don't feel bad.
Okay, cool. You got to clue me in, though. What is it?
VNC was first introduced to me by our good buddy Unreal, and what it is, it's basically a remote desktop. You can install this program, this VNC server, onto a machine. It'll run on port, well, usually port 5800, 5800, whatever you want to call it, and you can actually install the client on another machine and use that client to connect to the server and see a remote desktop. Now, there are other programs that do this.
Is this like PC Anywhere and...
Something like that, but this is completely free.
Okay.
And you don't have to have any particular Microsoft server software running or anything like that. You can just, you do a search for it, look for WinVNC, something like that. You're bound to come up with it.
Okay.
And what I did was I installed it on, the computer I call Erebus. Dash, are you still with us? Oh, look at this. That is so typical of Dash Interrupt. It's not he just hangs up on us. He hangs up on us right in the middle of the show. I'm keeping that line open. I want to see what happens. No, see, he's not even... Maybe he muted it, and he's just listening, and he's being a wise guy. That could be it. No, that's not it. All right, well, let's see if we can get Dash back. But first, I'll enjoy the silence. Oh, yeah, how about that, Dash? Yeah, that's what I always say. And just fill you in as to what VNC is and Dash might call. Well, anyway, I had installed it. Let me get back to where I was. I had installed it on this machine called Erebus. So now, since I don't have a monitor for that machine, I can actually use this computer, which I call Thanatos, and connect to Erebus and see what's in Erebus without having to use NetBIOS. I can actually just see the desktop and use the desktop. Now, why is that such a big deal? Well, if I can get Dash back on the phone... Dash, where were you?
There we go. Sorry about that. My bad.
It's so not cool to hang up on the host.
I'm sorry. It was an accident.
But you didn't only hang up on me. You hung up on our listeners.
It was my fault. It was my phone. Relax.
Now, I was telling people how I have VNC hooked up. But for your benefit...
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I installed the server on my machine Erebus, and I use Thanatos to connect to it so that I can actually see Erebus' desktop and interact with it. So get this. I could see Erebus' desktop from this machine and actually use Telnet on it. So I can Telnet out of that foreign machine and go somewhere. It's slower than hell, but you could still do it. So why is this a big deal, Dash? Why do you think this is such a big deal and that I'm talking about it right now?
It's slow, huh? Yeah, it's slow.
Yeah, but why do you think it's such a big deal?
Why is it such a big deal? I have no idea, because there have been programs that have been able to do this before. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know.
Well, it runs on port 5800, first of all.
Alright, yeah, what's so great about that?
And you can use it on Linux machines, but most people are probably using it on Windows machines.
Right.
So, you don't see where I'm going with this?
Oh, okay, yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Port scan using Nmap the entire internet by using, well, not the entire internet, literally, but use the flag dash little I big R in Nmap, and you can actually scan random IPs.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, and find machines that have port 5800 open. Don't bother with the filtered. Find the ones that have it open, connect to it using your client, and you're probably bound to get a password. It has you set one up, but I find that if you type admin or password, those are usually the most popular things in the world.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And, yeah, then, boom! Oh, look at this! Someone's desktop at my fingertips! And all it required was simply finding the computers using Nmap and then connecting to it using your own client. So this gives you, if you've ever brute forced through Telnet and gotten into something, this is basically the same thing. Only now, if you think about it, the people using this are probably going to have very simple passwords, because the way I see it is this. If you're using Unix, you probably know enough about computers to not use the password.
Yeah.
But someone using Windows and using a program like this might not know that. But the only thing that keeps you from seeing their entire desktop and interacting with their whole machine is one little password.
Exactly.
And all you have to do is try to guess that password, and even worse, If a friend of yours, this is the worst of all. If you can get onto a friend's computer and install this program and tell them, hey, this is a great thing. This will, make up any BS.
Exactly.
You can install this on their machine and bada bing, bada boom. Enter in the password of your choice and you own them. You can go through their entire machine. And it looks like you're actually sitting at their computer.
Does anything happen on the other side, on the friend side?
That's a good question. I have not been able to test that out because I don't have a separate monitor for my computer. But if anyone has any info on that,
any kind of notification or,
what's that?
I mean, like, does it say somebody's logged in?
I don't know. I haven't tried it, but my guess is not.
They said you tried it.
I have tried the program, but I haven't seen what actually happens when someone logs in.
Oh, well, you should just look and watch.
So, you mean...
your computers, just send them up by side by side,
mm-hmm.
and just watch. Oh, wait, you don't have... Okay.
I'd have to switch monitors.
Yeah, well, you can use your laptop and...
Yeah, that's another thing. You can actually use it to view X Windows. You can use it to view Linux. I haven't done that yet, but... I suppose I could set that up and give it a shot. Then maybe we'll find out what happens. Or even better, if you want, you can install it, and then I could view your desktop, and you can tell me what happens, and then just delete the server afterward.
That's true.
So, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to play around with, but if you scan for port 5800, which is not the most popular port in the world to scan for, you never know what you might find.
Exactly.
And just enter in...
never know what you might find.
Dash, you always repeat whatever I say.
Not whatever you say, but things that I think need to be said more than once.
What, you like to add emphasis to them or something?
I do.
But it's like having a parrot for a co-host.
But see, it's like... that was important. You never know what you might find.
Yeah. Let me try something, though. Polly want a cracker? Okay. Just testing.
I'm going to kick your butt.
All right, so, Dash, do you have anything for us tonight?
Do I have anything for you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I got for you.
Any viewer mail this week?
Oh, viewer mail. Let me check. I could have gotten some between the time the show started and now, so let me check.
You never know.
How about you check, too? You need to check.
I don't dare do anything with my computer right now.
Do you have any viewer mail, though? Any listener mail?
Not that I want to read on the air, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I want to read on the air.
Me either. I don't think I haven't gotten any, and I can't log in right now, so...
That's not good. But, you know what? Good news, though. I do have WinXP back.
Oh, yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah, I got the quick restores right here. Now, Dash, you had said to me, Screamer, obviously there has to be a WinXP setup
somewhere.
Wait a minute,
you got the quick restore?
What's that?
You got the quick restore, you got the rescue, you got them both?
Yeah, and you had said to me that there must be a WinXP setup.
Yes, there must be. The actual XP file has to be on there somewhere.
Right. I have on two separate disks, disks 2 and 3, image files.
Oh, okay, image files, all right. Nothing wrong with an image file.
But there are absolutely no setup files.
Okay, well, image files, if I'm remembering correctly, it's just one big file, right?
It's two big files.
Two big files. What are they called?
I don't even remember, but it ends in...
I'm thinking the wrong thing, but image files are used to, you know, they burn onto a CD.
Right, right.
When you burn onto a CD, they show all the files. It just puts them on there, all the files, not just one big file anymore.
Okay, well, this thing ends in .img. Is that something different than what I'm thinking?
Yeah, that sounds right. IMG, yeah.
Well, I guess I can...
ASO that I'm thinking about, I forgot.
I guess I can send you the files. You can try to figure out if there's a way to get XP off of them, but no, I mean, it's not like having an actual XP disk where you can just copy the setup files onto your hard drive.
I see.
So, I don't know, but again, you know, listeners.
You have to put in a CD key? Do you have a CD key?
No.
Did you say you had to put one in?
Nope. Because, apparently, I purchased it legally if I already have the machine that I'm trying to restore.
Okay, so you didn't have to put one in. Oh, okay.
No, and it doesn't have that damn lockout feature. So I can install it as many times as I want. I can install programs as much as I want, and I never get locked out and have to call Microsoft for like a 44-digit number.
That's good. You never want to call Microsoft.
No, no. Calling Microsoft is like speaking to...
Self.
Speaking to what?
The devil himself.
No, that'd be easier.
Yeah. Oh, would it?
Yeah. It would. Speaking of Microsoft...
Yeah.
Did you hear about the refunds that they want to give people?
Oh, no, but I'll take it.
Well, I don't think you're going to get it.
Why not?
Because you don't live in Iowa.
No, I don't.
Ruling lets Iowans seek Microsoft refunds. Thousands of Windows 98 users in Iowa could get $40 in refunds from Microsoft Corporation after the Iowa Supreme Court reinstated a lawsuit Wednesday that alleges price fixing. No. Microsoft? Des Moines lawyer Roxanne Conlin, who represented Iowa consumers in the lawsuit, said the 5-2 opinion was the first antitrust ruling in any state that favored indirect purchasers, in this case, consumers who bought the Windows 98 operating system or bought computers with Windows 98 installed. What's most important here is that consumers have a direct remedy against violators of Iowa's antitrust law, when in most states they do not, Conlin said. In capitalism, everybody has the right to follow, everybody has to follow the rules, excuse me. And one of the rules is that you don't fix prices and you don't create a monopoly. Now, a Polk County trial court had thrown out the lawsuit. The Supreme Court's ruling orders a Polk County judge to review consumers' arguments that Microsoft's practices violated the Iowa competition law. They contend that they were harmed and entitled to refunds or credits Conlin estimated to be $40 apiece. She said tens of thousands of consumers might be eligible. Microsoft spokesman Jim Dessler at the company's headquarters in Redmond, Washington, said the Iowa court's ruling was a departure from recent rulings in other states, including New Hampshire and Rhode Island. We feel that consumers were not injured at all, Dessler said. So, I don't know if consumers were actually injured. I don't know if you can say that, but...
Why $40?
Why $40? I don't know. Why do they ever say any price? Why does Kevin Mitnick do $3 million in damages, you know?
I don't know. They get the number from somewhere.
You know, why do you sell a website for $3,000?
I don't know.
There's really no backing behind it. It's just, that sounds like a good number.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just why...
Windows 98 costs more than that to buy.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, it costs a lot more than that. Even now, you go there, you can't get it for less than $100.
Well, even now, you really can't buy it anywhere.
That's true. Well, actually, I still see it. If you go into CompUSA, I see it on the shelf. I see Windows 98.
Really have
there.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because I know usually they get rid of the old one whenever a new one comes in.
Yeah, but I think if there's still a buck to be made, Microsoft's going to be there to make it.
I guess.
You know, they're going to let people get 98 and then realize, no, now you need, well, something better.
Yeah, something, you need something else.
A new Microsoft product is, as they would have you believe.
Yeah, you need to spend more of the hard-earned money on some Windows 2000 or some Windows XP.
Yeah, but from what I hear, you haven't been too happy with the 2000.
No, I haven't. been ticking me off.
What's been happening with it?
Just the inability to play Counter-Strike. That's one of the main reasons. And
now, are you sure that's a Windows 2000 problem?
I'm almost positive it is, because it didn't happen with Win98.
So it,
and from everything I've gathered, I've looked for a solution.
Right.
From everything I've gathered, it's because of Windows 2000.
Wow.
Also, I don't know, it seems to be running a little bit slower for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I heard 2000 was supposed to be pretty fast.
No, I thought it was supposed to be fast too, but for some reason...
Well, how much RAM do you have?
I have a weird number. It's 224 megs of RAM.
Wow. What kind of RAM?
It's PC 100 SD RAM.
Why do you have such a weird number?
You mean my amount? 224?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just because... I pulled it from another machine, and I thought, hey, well, you know, I got more RAM, might as well put some more in there.
Well, hey, that's one thing to do. Yeah, well, it's a shame that it's running slow for you, but
it sucks.
Well, in happier news, did you hear? Well, no, because you don't listen to Off the Hook. Off the Hook actually moved to a new time, Wednesdays at 7, so be sure to tune in. And they had mentioned that Verizon is now once again lowering payphone rates to 25 cents a minute. They had 50 cents, but they dropped it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because a lot of people were complaining, saying that, 50 cents, are you freaking kidding me? So now they lowered it back down to 25 cents. So I'm told, and so they read. So because people were actually making the call for 50 cents and then getting the coin refund department. Now, if you've ever used them, they'll give you back anything. You know, you call them up, well, not within reason, of course, not a crazy amount of money, but if you call them up and you say, I need a quarter, this thing
yeah.
ate it. Yeah, you're okay, here's a quarter, go away.
Yeah, pretty much.
They don't want the hassle, you know, they make billions and billions in profit. Here, take the quarter.
Here's a quarter, just leave me alone.
So, apparently people were paying 50 cents and then calling the refund department and asking for a quarter back.
Really?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were doing. So, everybody was paying a quarter anyway.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so, that's what they did. Now, hopefully, I'd like to see SNET do that. Maybe we can do some investigating and find out if a call in this area is still 50 cents. Now, when I was on the phone with you the other night, I walked down to a payphone and tried making a call. And it didn't say how much it cost. It just said that I had entered an insufficient amount.
So you didn't enter enough. How much did you put in?
I didn't put in anything.
Okay.
I was hoping that it would tell me to please deposit a certain amount. It doesn't even say. So the phone says please insert 50 cents. You know, it says this is how much a call costs.
Usually it says on the actual payphone.
Yes, I know, but it says put in 50 cents on the phone. But here's my thing. If it doesn't tell you when you dial a number, please insert this amount, then it could really be 25 cents, but they leave the 50 cent sticker on.
Exactly.
So it might be possible to make a call for 25 cents. We got to try that. I'm not saying it'll work.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it'll work, but we got to try it.
We do have to try it.
And we also have to get out of here because the show's all over.
Is it over? It's all over?
Now, Dash, you should know the answer to that question. Take a look at the clock.
Kind of sad, actually. No, I don't want to look at the clock.
Why don't you want to look at the clock? Does the clock scare you?
It does.
Does it look at you funny?
Yeah, all those numbers.
Does it threaten you?
Yeah.
Does it say, Dash Interrupt, I'm going to eat you?
Yeah, it does, actually, all the time.
You need a new clock.
I do.
All right, so are there any last words that you want to say before we do leave?
Do you want to hear my last words?
I don't know if I do, but I guess I'm gonna.
I regret nothing.
Those are famous last words, Dash. You want to hear my last words?
I'm not supposed to say anything else. Those are my last words. What?
Well, you pretty much killed that, didn't you?
What? What?
Nah, I got nothing.
Okay. You weren't going to say anything, were you?
No. I will knock over stuff. Dash, did you hang up again?
No, I'm right here, man. I'm waiting for you to play the music, because we're just, I don't even know what we're doing.
Everybody's waiting for the music, that's the whole point.
we're just, you know.
Everybody's wondering, where's the music? When's it going
to
come in?
Where's the music at, man? I thought the show was supposed to be over, but now we're just talking.
You know, they're thinking, well, is it, Is it coming now? When's he going to say? When's he going to say goodnight? When's he going to say we'll see you next week?
When's he going to say, you know, have fun, keep exploring?
Yeah. When's he going to say this is Screamer Chaotic Explore Dash Interrupt?
When is he going to say it?
They're waiting. It's 11 o'clock. It's 11:01.
Oh my God.
When's he going to come?
When is it going to happen?
I don't know, Dash. Do you think it's going to happen soon?
So no.
Maybe it won't happen at all.
Oh, yeah.